You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, The home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
With the end of the season looming large, the Stags returned to the Snow Stadium as they took on the Robins of Evesham United in a game the Stags could not afford to lose. And by hook, or very much by crook, we managed to hold on for a vital 3 points as we now turn away from league action into the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup. We've come to a neutral venue. We're at the McCoy Stadium in Sholing, where the Stags take on old rivals Winchester City. Hello and welcome to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary for the Southampton Divisional FA Cup semi-final, with AFC Totten taking on Winchester City here at the McCoy Stadium in Sholing. I am Benjamin Rees and I am joined by a slightly pained Doug Webber.
Oh, only very slightly. Yeah, I'm all good. How are you?
Good. You put your back out.
I have put my back out, yeah. Not good news.
It's from carrying the weight of the media team on your shoulders all season.
You could say that. No. It's just one of those things. When you're 6'5", it's one of those.
When you're what? Sorry.
6'5".
Are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'5" actually. No. When you get to that sort of height, it's one of those things that happens. Your back does sometimes go. But look,
mate, I'm less than a foot. I'm more than a foot shorter than you, and my back goes as well. So yeah, it's definitely not a height thing.
But no, look, looking forward to this. It's a lovely evening.
It's
by
a
all
gorgeous
accounts.
Evening. Probably the best weather we've had for an evening game all season. And it's a harsh cry from the last time we faced Winchester, all the way back in January, in Winchester on a Friday night, when I genuinely thought we might get frostbite.
I was concerned about losing fingers, toes, arms, well, head. Even.
Any sort of extremities, yeah. Anything exposed to the cold was at risk. We're going to take a little flashback to the weekend's game at home to Evesham United, and then we'll run through the team lineups for tonight's game afterwards.
As Flukes gets in a bit of difficulty here.
Oh, a bit of trouble there. Really big let off for AFC Totten. Rob Flukes tried a clearance. It was closed down well by Evesham United, and it fell to Mani Sidibe right on the penalty area. Free. And he dragged a shot wide. Jack, bit of a let-off early on.
Yeah, definitely. I think Flukes, he's just got in two sort of minds there. But really, to be fair, the lad should be doing better there.
Yeah, a chance here. Jordan Agay on the left-hand side. We said he'd like to get forward. He's tossed up against number five. Good ball into the box. And it's a great save. Oh, how on earth has that not gone in? A brilliant ball then from Jordan Agay, who links up well with his opposite flank on the right-hand side, Callum Bourne, who gets to the ball just around the 6-yard box, but it's a fantastic save from Isaac Perry. But it only came as far out back to Callum Bourne, whose second bite of the cherry just went over the bar. So we're only just over a minute into this game, but two brilliant chances. I don't know how it's still 0-0. I'm just going to go back to Hisham Kassim, who's in here after a poor goal kick. He's still got the ball. Adam Papera gets that. It's a penalty. Hisham Kassim, it's an awful goal kick from Perry that was well cut out by Jordan again. He knocked it on with his head. Hisham Kassim, we know his lightning pace. He latched onto the ball, good 35, 40 yards out, and pressure from Papera, and it's a penalty to AFC Totten. The referee blows his whistle. Hisham Kassim steps up and puts it to the left of Parry. A really, really well-taken penalty into the bottom right-hand corner, and a frantic, frenetic start to this game has a goal that it deserves. Hisham Kassim, 1-0. Medway slides in really late, and I'd be surprised if the referee doesn't penalise him. He's already on a booking.
Oh, no.
And the referee is going to his pocket. And it's a second yellow card for the captain, Harry Medway. Brett Williams and Ben Jefford on the touchline, Doug. I'm not sure if you can... I think we can expect a double change here. We're going to halt that for a little bit. Lewis Horsfield, who plays out to Callum Bourne. He's got a lot of chance. He's going to shoot with his right foot. Oh, very, very good effort from Callum Bourne. A venomous drive to the far corner. Good opportunity, Doug. Noyce opts to punch it clear only as far as Liam. He's got time to set himself, curling into the far corner, and it's off.
Oh, it's off the back section of the bar. There's two posts behind to hold the net back. I think they're going to have to rectify that because it's broken the rope that's holding the net back. So I think they're going to have to get I think they might have to get ads to go and sort that out.
That's a great switch of play from Brett Williams. That's what he brings to the side. Played at likes of Reading and Jake Adams. Really nice. Callum Bourne looks for Kasimu. Great touch. He takes in his stride and he'll get there. We know what Kasimu do. And Parry actually slips in the 6-yard box. Kasimu puts it into the box. Williams! Oh! That didn't do any favours for my voice crack, but Brett Williams almost puts the Stags 2-0 up.
Oh, it was off the feet of Papira.
Oh, really late. That could be a dangerous... Ben Jefford has gone in so late. High foot there. He's going to be called, and I don't know what card this is going to be.
I'm hoping that looks worse than it actually was, because from here...
That looks really, really bad.
That looks shin-high. Yeah,
Papira has called for... It looks like a really, really bad challenge from Ben Jefford. Hunt is really rolling on the floor. The physios have been called over. And Ben Jefford, it's going to be a very, very...
It's going to be back pocket.
And it's going to be a red card. Perhaps last chance saloon for the visitors of Evesham. And he blows the whistle. And you can hear the rapturous applause and support from everyone in and around the Snow Stadium. It has finished 1-0 to AFC Tottenham against Evesham. And some of the Evesham players have actually fallen to the floor. Jordan Lim, Adam Mace, despite Tottenham going down to 9 men with Harry Medway and Ben Jefford, possibly our two most experienced players in the side, both being sent off. They have brought the 3 points home, and it is absolutely massive for our playoff hunt.
Well, you heard the lad Ollie Howard there when his voice wasn't breaking. But don't worry, it's happened to all of us. It was a hell of a game, Doug.
Oh, everything. You had everything. You had the two red cards. Of course, both players able to take part tonight because the suspension doesn't take place for another for a week past your...
Yeah, it has not activated
the card,
yet.
That's it. But to hold on to a one-goal lead for as long as they did, it was somewhat miraculous. But they never looked that in danger of conceding on a regular basis.
No, I didn't want to say it at the time because... I'm not superstitious, and the commentator's curse is not a thing. I will stress this. No one on the pitch has any idea what we're saying. But you didn't want to jinx it, saying, actually, they didn't really create that a huge amount.
No, it wasn't that Tottenham got lucky in that way. They just managed the game quite well. And actually, when they did go down to 9, there wasn't a noticeable difference from when they were playing with 10.
No, and actually, when they went down to 10, there was a difference between 10 and 11. There was certainly less attacking in 10, but they looked the more likely to score, I think, all throughout the game.
Yeah, and it showed that actually they were the better side on the day, and to be able to hold on to that result, the atmosphere at the end of the game was absolutely spectacular.
I mean, you heard it there. It was electric. The stadium was bouncing. There were a couple of local school and birthday groups in as well, and the young fans were in fine voice, I thought, when it really added to a big crowd at the Snows.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's turn our attentions to tonight, the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup semi-final. It's weird playing a game at a neutral venue.
Yeah, it, at this level, most certainly... can understand it when you get to the point of playing at Wembley in the league game, but yeah, it's a nice change though. It's a nice change to have it.
Yeah, it you know, there's no home field advantage for either side really. Obviously, Tottenham have had to travel slightly less than Winch, but for both sides, it's not necessarily we're not trekking all the way across the division.
No, one thing to note though is that because AFC Tottenham did get drawn as the home side, we have got the luxury of the home dressing room,
and that. Is a nice little bonus.
A little sweetener.
This is the third trip that we've taken to the McCoy Stadium this season. We won the first in the league, in the Southern League Challenge Cup. We lost the second in the league and now facing Winchester in the Southampton Divisional FA Senior Cup. And this is also the third time we faced Winchester this season with a draw at home and a loss on the road. So maybe the neutral venue is the thing that will change the fortunes against Winch, who we haven't beaten in our last 7 meetings.
Yeah, hopefully that's going to shake things up a little bit. Neither team will be particularly comfortable with the pitch. Just having a little listen here. Okay, so just hearing that Adeola Miwa is not going to be fit to play tonight. He was holding onto his hamstring slightly.
Yeah, again, especially if you're on the bench... And you're not 100% on it. Just take the I didn't want to say take the L. Take the night off, so to speak. You know, get Jordan Regé on the bench, who's a player who offers who offers a lot going forward and defensively as well. Gives a bit of width to the bench and that might otherwise be lacking.
Scored twice here in the Challenge Cup game.
He did indeed.
So maybe a little bit of positive move for him as well.
Yeah, potentially. And again, with three very important knee games left for both sides, maybe Ian Ion don't want to make things worse and potentially lose a player for the run-in. We'll run you down the two starting 11s for tonight's game, starting with the quote-unquote visitors, the away side, designated by the draw. Charlie Philpott in goal. Number two, Josh McCormick. Number three, tonight's captain, Danny King. Four, Philip Nolan. Five, Dan Woolston. Six, Joe Hayward. Seven, Henry Brooks. Eight, Max Smith. Nine, Greg Peel. 10, former Stag Craig Feeney. And 11, Liam Callahan, with a five-strong bench of Jamie Barron, Warren Bentley, Reese Kempton, Ollie Balmer, and Tyrell Mitford. So, not necessarily a first-choice side there for Winchester, you think?
No, there are a few changes there. Always nice to see Craig Feeney back on a pitch, even if it is up against us. Hopefully, he's not going to be causing too much havoc.
They like doing that for a little bit of extra motivation. But the Ollies, Balmer, Bentley, and Griggs not in the starting lineup, and only Balmer on the bench. That's again not something that you hate to see as a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, Balmer and Bentley have been real hot shots for Winchester this season. So. It will be interesting to see whether they do well. If they do come on, make an impact into the game.
Yeah, I meant Ollie Bailey rather than Bentley. Is Warren Bentley, who is on the subs bench for today. For your Stags, Lewis Noyce retains his place in goal. Going to a back four tonight, Callum Bourne at right back and Ben Jefford at left back. The central defensive partnership for tonight, Pascal Kapugamu and the captain, Harry Medway. Nathan Hurst anchors the midfield. Maybe three in front of him, Ethan Taylor, Lewis Waterfield and Jake Adams, and two up top in the form of Brett Williams and Shaq Gwengwe. Interesting setup potentially there, Doug, I think.
Yeah, well, in the warm-up, you could see that actually Callum Bourne, Harry Medway and Pascal Kapugamu were doing quite a lot of warming up together as a three. So potentially a three at the back, maybe with Ethan Taylor dropping into that wider role, or maybe even Jake Adams on that right-hand side. It will be interesting to see how they line up, because there are multiple ways that team can line up. But what I will say is that in the last couple of games, Lewis Waterfield has looked excellent.
Yeah, he's come back from his short loan spell at Lymington, and it evidently, you know, it's achieved what it was meant to, get him that match sharpness, that match fitness, and he's come in and he's you know, slotted in there nicely.
And really staking a claim for that shirt.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're blessed to have a lot of talented central midfielders with Nathan Hurst, with Freddie Reed, who's been arguably one of our best players at times this season, and with Waterfield coming back in, and also got the pressure of Jake Adams as well. We're blessed with a real batch of talent.
And you can see that on the bench, the five-strong bench for the Stags tonight. Leading goal scorer, Hisham Kasumu. Freddie Reed, a man who is not unknown to Winchester and actually scored in the last meeting between these two sides for Winch, Rob Flukes. A late change with Jordan Regay replacing Adi Olamiwa, and Adam Tomasso potentially could get a few minutes as he makes his return to fitness as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Ads getting a few minutes. I wondered whether he would start tonight, but of course, it's a semi-final. It's not like you're just coming into the first round of a competition. You're coming straight into a semi-final game. I think Jimmy Ball's made the correct decision there.
Absolutely. And if the game situation dictates that he can come on and get some minutes to sharpen him up for the league, then I imagine they would take that. But obviously, got to make sure that you win, that the game situation's in the right place.
And it's not going to be an easy game.
No,
whether
certainly
you're playing against Winchester's first choice 11 or their youth side, it's going to be a difficult game.
I mean, as we've seen, recent results have gone pretty much all Winch's way, and this is the sort of game where you know both sides are going to be bang up for this, so you need to start strongly. Don't let your opponents get a foothold in the game, because if they do, that will buoy them up and it could cast your heads down.
There's no risk of not having, well, you can't not be up for a game like this. Firstly, against a rival side is always going to be a big game, but the fact that it's for a place in a final that we believe is due to take place at St Mary's, that's quite a showpiece to get if you get through these 90 minutes.
So the other semi-final took place last night. What happened, Doug?
So it was a victory for Folland against Fawley, which I think true to form.
Yep, according to the league table, that is probably how you would have expected it to go. 2-0 they ran out on the night.
So it sounds as though I was keeping up to date with the updates on their Twitter, and it seemed like it was a fairly comfortable victory in the end. But being a team in the Wessex Division 1, that is going to be potentially a very winnable game for either side.
It is a team that both sides, if they can make it through tonight, would certainly fancy their chances against in the final. But you can't take your eyes off the prize, because there's no point looking ahead at potential at that matchup without focusing on what you have here in front of you this evening.
No, very true. And I've got to say, considering we're this late into the season, what are we, the 13th of April, the pitch is looking pretty good.
I tell you what, it looks better than it did earlier in the season, I think.
Yeah, I think you're correct about it. And actually, I don't know whether it's just because the sun is in our eyes right across the pitch, but it looks like it's all set up really well, and there's a half-decent crowd coming in through the turnstiles now.
Yeah, interesting as well, with a neutral venue, what the attendance would be. But as you mentioned, decent-looking crowd in. Hello to everyone listening on the Podbean, whether you are here at the McCoy Stadium or you are elsewhere. Craig Hobbs, the club photographer, not here. He's listening in from Woolacombe, says go Stags.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely part. You spent a lot of time down in that part of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were there not long ago when we went down to Biddeford. It's a stunning part of the world.
Yeah, and if you maybe you're dipping in and out of the audio coverage, you can also follow the game on Twitter. Mr. Jakub Czachowski is tonight's Twitter commentator.
Ah, he's got a big smile on his face because you've pronounced his name perfectly there.
I would hope so. I'm going to Poland in a few weeks, so I need to brush up on my Eastern European pronunciations.
Yeah, well, you did a superb job there. And can also see that on the pitch there is our video journalist, Harrison Reed, in his very fetching orange AFC Totten high viz, his media high viz.
Yeah, certainly not going to... Not going to miss him with that thing on.
I never miss him, if I'm honest. If he's not here. No, I'm kidding. But no, he's got a bit of sun to contend with tonight. But look, I'm looking forward to this. Two teams that are going to be bang up for this game. A few changes for Totten. An opportunity for some players going forward. And actually a more advanced role for Lewis Waterfield.
This is the thing. You mentioned, obviously, as well as just the game, there is also the bigger picture. Bigger picture? That's not a word.
The
bigger picture for this fixture. If you win, it builds momentum for yourself going forward for your last three games of the season. Dents direct playoff rivals' hopes as well, potentially. Even, of course, if it's not a full-strength side, you always want to keep your winning going. Like, say, you know, winning being a habit and all that. And for, as you mentioned, another chance for some of these players to push their case for more starting time, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. And the game at the weekend is huge. It's going to be 6th against 10th. Highworth, who have not been on a great run of form, but are going to want to close out the season
again.
Strongly.
Not a side you can. To be fair, these last three games in the league for Totten, away at Highworth, and then 2 days later, a very quick turnaround, hosting Scholing on Easter Monday, themselves on a pretty poor run of form, but you know that they're going to be bang up for that. And then at Slimbridge on the last day of the season, who have done really well, who have had an upturn in form in the second half of the calendar.
And turned us over 3-0 at home earlier in the season.
Don't remind me. So the referee's just going through the various handshakes and fist bumps at the halfway line in the centre circle. Just a little final pre-match huddle for Winchester City. Your starting 11s again for tonight's game for Winchester. Charlie Philpott, Josh McCormick, Captain Danny King, Pip Nolan, Dan Walston, Joe Hayward, Henry Brooks, Max Smith, Greg Peel, Craig Feeney and Liam Callahan. And for the Stags, Lewis Noyce, Callum Bourne, Ben Jefford, Nathan Hurst, Pascal Kapugamu, Harry Medway, Ethan Taylor, Lewis Waterfield, Brett Williams, Jake Adams and Shaq Gwengwe. Craig Feeney is going to kick things off here with Winchester going from right to left as we make it. And we are underway here at the McCoy Stadium, and that long ball forward for Winch is just going to comfortably drift out for a throw.
Yeah, going direct straight away, as you see quite often from kind of the elite level teams as well. But nothing doing there, and Callum Bourne able to just watch it straight out.
Throw is taken, and Callahan heads it infield. Still, the ball's spending a lot of time in the air and not so much time on the park. To start, Jake Adams hoiks one forward. A couple of players coming to chase after this. Brett Williams challenges it. That's a really weak punch out. Taylor tries to bring it down, but it just doesn't quite fall for him. And actually, that's something to test there, because Philpott did not look very assured under that at all.
Yeah, he's only 5'6", is Charlie Philpott. He's not a big lad at all, by any means. And
don't know what you're on about. 5'6" is perfectly tall.
And competition against Brett Williams here, that is going to be quite a battle.
Yeah, hoping that Brett and, to a lesser extent, Shaq as well, can use that physicality to help bully. They are generally quite resolute in defence, Winchester, but again, not necessarily the first choice defence.
No, it was a difficult chance for Ethan Taylor to actually get control of the ball, and it just ran away from him, which will be disappointing for him, but he's not the sort of player to give up at this early stage in the game.
No, if anything, that does send a message to Winchester that if they continue to struggle under those high balls, then that will be something that I'm sure the Stags will look to exploit. You trying to get a little stopwatch up?
Yeah, sorry. I was a bit slow on the uptake there.
If only you had like a watch you could do it with.
Fair point.
Ben Jefford's going to take a throw on the far side, goes just over the halfway line and is headed out. And it just about ricochets back into the McCoy Stadium here, the venue for tonight's game. Long throw goes downfield again. And Tottenham, they're just kind of grinding their way down the sideline with these throws, getting into a more advanced position. Jefford takes it to Shaq. He tries to trap it by the corner flag. He was maybe a little bit of a push in the back, but nothing there for the referee, and he's gone out of play for the goal kick.
Yeah, already you can hear lots of voices. It's a tentative start from both teams. Jimmy Ball already on his feet, and Fenner's looking very relaxed.
Yeah, that's the club's new assistant manager. Came in Poulton, first game?
Yes, correct.
Kapugamu wins a strong defensive header. Brett Williams chests it down for Taylor. Hooks it first time. Little flick behind from Gwengui. That's nice. Laid off now into space by Williams for Taylor. Advancing down the right-hand side. Potentially wants to cut in here onto that left foot. Shoots. Blocked away. Still not cleared yet. Taylor tries to recycle the ball on the edge of the area. Brilliant turn from Taylor. Shoots across goal, but it is blocked and deflected behind for a corner. Nice little interplay there, and Taylor showing that he wants to be a menace.
Yeah, already jinking and jiving is Ethan Taylor, and he loves it, doesn't he? He loves that opportunity to get the ball at his feet, running at defenders.
So an early corner here. Big men customarily being sent up, as you'd expect. Pascal Kapugamu is just loitering at the back. Corners whipped in. Philpott punches it over his head. This might go out of play on the far side. Brett Williams will try and shield off his opposite number nine, but actually just maybe getting a little too physical on that occasion. And the referee has decided to award the free kick Greg Peel's way. The sun is just beginning to dip behind the horizon in the distance, and there's a little bit of a... It's not quite so warm when it's not here, as expected, but it is still a lovely, crisp April evening.
Yeah, I think I think Harrison Reed is going to be pleased that there's that cloud there, just allowing the sun to fall behind it.
Medway's header is more up than out, but they recover, and Hurst hooks it slightly downfield. Waterfield challenges for it. It's going to fall down for Adams. Tries to flick it first time to Gwengui. Brings it down. That's a nice little intervention there from Nolan. And a foul in the middle of the park by Gwengui is going to give a free kick to Winchester in Tottenham's half, just beyond the centre circle, won by number 8, Max Smith.
Very tidy first touch there by Gwengui, but not able to trap the ball in a position that he could continue with the ball, and he was dispossessed very well by Nolan.
Everyone, bar Philpott in the Winchester goal, is now in Tottenham's half. Looks like they're going to take the opportunity to put an early ball into the box here. It's taken by the captain for tonight, King, and Medway wins a brilliant header. It goes out to Williams. He wants to try and play someone forward, but he's the furthest player there. And nice footwork, takes it past the advancing Callahan, lays this one off for Bourne, trying to switch things from back to front quickly, and it has to be headed out of play by Hayward.
Honestly, Brett Williams, when that ball when he's got just a tiny bit of space, he makes himself acres.
And he took the throw in quickly there to Gwengwe, advanced down the right-hand side, tried to put a ball in, but the Winchester defence cut that one out relatively comfortably. This one is punted downfield and out of play and into the stands here for a top throw.
Yeah, nobody's really got a stranglehold on the game in the first 5 minutes or so. So I think, yeah, the first team to really get hold of the ball and get the ball down and moving could have it's definitely going to be a confidence booster for them.
Gwengwe wins the header on from the throw. The Winchester defence can only put it behind for a corner.
Yeah, good pressure there from Taylor, wanting to take the corner quickly. But
yeah, there was no one quite ready for it. But again, keeping the Winchester defence on their toes there. Have to say, in the first 6 minutes or so, Tottenham have looked the better side without necessarily creating a clear-cut chance yet.
Yeah, definitely.
Taylor will put this in with the left foot. It's a deep cross towards the back post. Looking for Gwengwe in his header. Is, I think, just into the side netting. It fooled me for a second because it looked like it was in, but there was a suspicious lack of celebration.
Yeah, you know straight away, don't you? I think I thought that was in as well. But yeah, no, Shaq not known for his heading ability going forward.
But he won that one really well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was having a chat with Shaq the other day because he started his kind of Tottenham career in a wider role under Dan Sackman. But now he's saying to me, I want to play down the middle. He's a central striker in his opinion.
This one is a really high ball. Defender's going to challenge for this, and Kapugamu gets the better there of his opposite number. Still, really, the ball, I'll tell you what, when the ball goes in the air, it's staying up there. Hurst, I think, might have just clipped Max Smith there, and the referee gives the free kick. Nathan Hurst doesn't look too happy about it, but I don't think the referee's going to change his mind.
No, not at all. There was a little bit of a high foot there. I think it's maybe just more dangerous than anything, but definitely a free kick. No question of doubt about that. And while Benji just puts himself on a jumper just to get himself warm, just as the sun dips below the horizon, just prepare for this free kick. Josh McCormick standing over it. It's clipped into the box, curling, and it's down the throat of Noyce, and he's just able to collect it, looking to distribute it quickly, but Bourne wasn't on his toes enough.
Yeah, only just eluded the Winchester forwards there.
There were two men in front of him that I thought were going to be able to gamble on it, but not able to get there before Noyce did.
No, he did not look flustered by it at all, and he takes the goal kick long down the middle of the pitch, headed forward by Winchester, but Jefford cuts it out, and he wants to play this forward quickly. Jake Adams is going to give chase here, not going to let McCormick get it easily, and I didn't quite do enough there to win the goal kick, but you like the endeavour that he showed.
Yeah, really showing some pace, and when he is at full tilt, he has got pace to burn. Just seeing that Sam Davies has just joined us up here in the stand, the director of football for AFC Tottenham, and giving us a nice cheery wave.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, then I highly recommend checking the AFC Tottenham website for news of not only the earlier Jordan and Garlow move this season to Aldershot, but young goalkeeper Josh Jeffries signing on at Saints, which is a huge move for the young lad, and he is a lovely kid. Could not be nicer. And yeah, I think everyone at the club is made up for him, and just goes to show the sort of opportunities that we are hopefully helping to provide for younger players.
Yeah, without question of doubt. Two in such close proximity time-wise, it shows the talent that we're able to manufacture.
Yeah, and obviously, hopefully, this is the start of much bigger things to come for both lads.
Yeah, it's going to be great, isn't it, when we can say, oh yeah, Josh Jeffries, England number one, former AFC Tottenham player.
I mean, I would love to see it.
Yeah, yes,
so would I. It's a long road ahead.
But that's only because I'm not a fan of Jordan Pickford. That's another story for another time.
Throw downfield, Hurst gets his big bald head on it. I was like, this sounds a bit mean, but...
But you went with it.
No, I it was too late, I think.
Yeah, you're committed. You're committed.
Just adding a little descriptor for the audience.
Oh, Fenner's just got a knock to the head by the ball as it came off the floodlights there. Not on yet, the floodlights.
No.
I'm imagining they will be on shortly, though.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, you hope, or otherwise we're going to be in a bit of a pickle.
Have to do what they do at like a Robbie Williams concert, or get our phones out with the light on.
I think I've got enough battery for that. Yeah. Jefford with a long throw down the left-hand side. Winchester defence wins the first header, but only far as Williams. He's going to lay it off for Waterfield in the centre, but a good challenge made by Craig Feeney, tracking back there to win the ball for Winchester. Callum Bourne tries to pinch that one as Winchester play it out, and this is looking a little bit clumsy from both sides as this one goes forward. Gwengui might latch onto this. In the end, it's a nice touch to take it out to the left-back, Danny King. He's going to cycle the ball forward quickly. This is a tough one for Callahan to chase, and I don't think he's quite going to get there. And it's out of play. And Lewis Nice will comfortably take the goal kick.
I think there must have been some sort of beetle or worm that headed that ball, because it went off at a slightly strange angle, which I think just deceived Callahan slightly.
Medway with a long ball forward. He's looking for Williams, and Williams has found the space down by the right-hand corner flag. Wants to chop inside, loses out, and then he's not giving it up just yet. Sees if he can win the throw. I think Winchester knew that it was going to go Totten's way. They clear it downfield. Kapugamu, cushioned header into the centre for Nathan Hurst. He's trying to drive forward now, laying it off out wide for Jake Adams, occupying that space on the left flank. Adams trying to cut in towards the centre of the pitch, and a touch there. Intervening from McCormick will put it out for a Totten throw.
Haven't seen a great deal of Nathan Hurst recently, but you forget how tall he is.
He's a reasonably big lad.
Yeah, tall physical presence, and he's one hell of a physical player, isn't he?
Jefford's throw forward. Both Williams and Gwengui are in the area, and evidently a little bit of a miscommunication as the ball goes out of play.
Yeah, I think the phrase wires crossed might have been appropriate for that one.
Put a name on it, lads.
Oh, Sunday League cliches. How many of them can we get in the show tonight?
I don't know what you're on about, mate. But you say it. Communication is key. It does, not just in football, but in most things. But, you know, it's not just defensively knowing who's where, but going forward as well, making sure that you're all on the same page so you can slip in those balls, make the right passes, the right connections, and so you don't have opportunities like that where one player leaves it for another and eventually it just trickles behind.
What I have got to say is that as the ball is coming forward in the air, Totten are dominant. Kapugamu and Medway have been excellent so far.
Hurst tries to win it in the midfield. That's a loose touch. Williams' first time ball into Gwengui is cut out, but Williams is still going here. There's a player down on the deck for Winchester. It's Joe Hayward, and he wins the free kick, but it looked a little...
I think he knew that there was a little bit of pressure there from Williams, and thought if I go down here, it's going to be an opportunity for, well, it's a difficult one. There wasn't a great deal of contact. Player goes down. It's always going to be a free kick.
Yeah, it's one of those where you use your savvy to try and win that. I'll tell you what Ben Rock Adams has written on his notepad shortly.
Oh, interesting. Is it not for the show? Is it?
No. I'll tell you on air. It's not like that. Noisy tries to punt it forward, looking for Gwengui, just trying to see if he can get it in the mixer. There you are. That's what he wrote.
Oh, get it in the mixer. Love it. Yeah. Thanks.
Here's Winchester striding forward. Long ball down the right-hand side. Can Brooks keep it in? He's done well there. Now squares up against Jefford. He's trying to force him back. Cutting inside. Jefford holds firm. Still not cleared yet for Winchester. For Totten, though, and Winchester... loose pass there that Lewis Noyce comfortably picks off.
Yeah, I thought Greg Peel was going to collect that ball, the big, tall frame of Greg Peel. But
that's a really poor pass out there by Kapugamu. And Hurst is a late challenge. Referee, again, just trying to calm things down a little bit on Callahan. Is the victim on that occasion.
The victim. Yeah, I think he was a victim there. Nathan Hurst is the sort of player you do not want to come up against. He's physical, he's pacey, he's powerful, he's got everything you don't want to play against. And in that enforcing defensive midfield role, that's what he's there to do. He's there to break up play. Anytime that they're getting some sort of momentum, he's going to go through a player and, well, on this occasion, not collect a card.
He covers the ground in midfield as well with those long strides. This time it's McCormick to chip a ball into the box. This should be comfortable for Kapugamu to win the header. Winchester try and chest it down, and Lewis Waterfield under pressure just hoiks it high out of play. Winchester will win a throw, and you can hear it just bounce off the top of the stand.
I wonder whether Waterfield could have hooked that first time, because I think Gwengui was in a little bit of space there. He hesitated very slightly to see if he could get the ball down on the deck, but not able to on this occasion.
Yeah, hindsight's 20-20, I guess. Here's a throw that's going to be taken by Nolan for Winchester. Short to Callahan. Gives it back to the taker, Nolan. And now they're getting it inside with King. Crossing it into the box. Jefford this time wins the header out. And it's going to be another throw to Winchester, this time on the far side of the pitch, down their right-hand side. Winchester can't do anything with the throw, though. Cleared downfield just over the head of Gwengwe. Winchester still trying to apply a little bit of pressure in a good spell, this. Appeals for an offside flag, but I don't think it's going to matter because it's going to go out of play for a throw regardless.
Yeah, ball is bouncing quite high. It's quite a hard pitch for... Well, we've had a little bit of rain, but not regularly and not recently. It's a bit of a leveler, really.
Winchester again trying to advance down the right-hand side. That time a ball into the centre. Kapugamu cuts it out, wants to go from back to front quickly, and he's done brilliantly to find Gwengwe here. Advancing into the area, being closed down, shoots across, goal! And it is inches wide. I think it might have actually come off the post, and Williams on the rebound skies it over the bar. Yes. Brilliant break there from Gwengwe.
Deceiving from this position, because the way it bounced out off the post looked as though it had gone out of play, but... Yeah, just struck the bottom of the post there, comes out to Williams, and he's not able to keep the ball down, and it flies into, some agricultural land nearby.
And that is the best chance so far for either side, I think, by some distance.
Yeah, without question or doubt.
And that's what we're showing, what one of the qualities that Gwengwe possesses, that lightning pace can hurt teams on the break when he finds that pocket on the counter.
Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes he looks quite leisurely as a footballer, and then the minute he gets the ball or a sniff of an attacking opportunity, he's gone.
Feeney was down, wanted a free kick, but nothing's doing. Another long ball forward for Gwengwe. This time Philpott catches it and just lobs it over Gwengwe's head. I know exactly what that feels like on the counter attack. King goes infield now for Winch. The Citizens trying to find another attack. Appeals for a foul there from Taylor on King, and the referee has given a free kick to the Winchester captain.
I'm not sure who gave that, whether that was the assistant referee on this near side or whether it was the referee, but there was a loud shout there from the captain, Danny King. And the ball had gone a long way before the whistle was blown.
And now there's just a little bit of back and forth while the ball gets replaced into its rightful spot. Again, Winchester seem like they want to put it into the box, try and put the Tom difference under some aerial pressure. But so far, you have to say that they're winning the battle of the skies. This one is deep. Hurst should head that out comfortably. He does. Taylor wants to see if he can counter on the run. Winchester get it back. King, first time ball forward. This time Hurst doesn't win the header. Feeney tries to flick it on, and Medway hoiks clear. Nice little spell for this Winch, as that's a loose pass out. Jefford tries to set Adams free down the far side. Slightly overplayed. Winchester get it back in their possession, and now they're just going to play it around the back for a little bit, see if they can get the ball at feet. But no, down. Medway clears back downfield again. Header out. Just pinched off the head of Taylor there, but it's going to come to Callum Bourne. He's looking downfield for an option. Wants to try the diagonal, looking for Adams. Headed out by Winchester, but Adams read that well, and he was there to collect the second pass, but Jefford, after collecting the layoff, can't keep it in play.
Yeah, challenging ball to control there from Adams. Jefford had no option but to stick it out of play.
Again, the ball just staying close to that tight touchline. At the moment, it's Winchester who have a throw, and Tottenham have a throw after Winchester lost possession. And the referee is just pushing Ben Jefford back into position. Long throw downfield that Winch win the header for. But Hurst wins it and finds Adams not enough space to work with there for the Stags. And Medway tries to screen off Peel, but Peel's got onto it, and Kapugamu comes across to cover and succeeds in putting the ball out for a throw. And he must have got the final touch because the assistant gives the decision in the Citizens' way.
Yeah, he's got good feet for a big lad. There we go.
There you are.
Take that one off your bingo cards.
Yeah, just a little under 20 minutes gone here in the first half here on Stags Radio. The SDFA Senior Cup semi-final here at Scholing, with Tottenham taking on Winchester. No goals as of yet. Throw goes into the box to the feet of Feeney. Taylor's back doing some defensive work. Plays it forward for Adams. Waterfield now wants to go forward quickly to Gwengui. Doesn't quite reach it. But the clearance is only going to go to Nathan Hurst. Wants to get it to Gwengui again. Traps it on the chest. Feet in there. Can he emerge with the ball? Not quite.
So much more than just pace, though, is Shaq Gwengui. This is loose, though.
That is a loose pass. Back to the goalkeeper, Phil Pott. Williams was coming on to put him under some pressure, but he didn't get there in time. Feeney now tries to play the ball down the right-hand side, but Jefford cuts it out, plays it back to the goalkeeper. Noyce, a little bit of pressure comes from Peel, who's a quite a long, lean figure himself. Jefford goes out wide to Adams. And now he tries to stab it forward down the left-hand side. This is going to stay in play, and Gwengui does well there to force Walston to head it out of play for a Tottenham throw.
Yeah, really being really physical tonight is Gwengui, and it's good to see in kind of almost a new feature to his game.
The one thing I will say is that a lot of stadiums, but here is no exception to that. I do find it difficult to tell when the ball's gone out of play on the far side.
Yeah, because there's an abyss of trees in the background, so you don't know how far the ball is.
Waterfield trying to go back to front to play in Jake Adams, but Walston will just watch that one behind.
Just a little bit too cute there with that ball over the top, and it just runs out of play. And it's not going to be testing Phil Pott at all tonight.
So Phil Pott bounces the ball a couple of times before he goes to place it on the edge of his 6-yard area.
You haven't mentioned the kits tonight, the goalkeeper's kits.
I've not mentioned either side's kit, even the usual strips. That's a poor goal kick out from Phil Pott, but it almost comes all the way through for Winchester. In the end, Noyce comes out of his goal, hooks it high downfield. Gwengui wins the aerial challenge to get the ball slightly more central. And now Feeney backs into Tottenham's right back, Callum Bourne, goes back to the captain, King, and his ball forward should be caught comfortably by Lewis Noyce. Had to readjust ever so slightly, but he is. Yeah, all lemon yellow for Lewis Noyce, and a fluoro green for Charlie Philpott in the Winchester goal. The blue and white striped quarters with the white sleeves, blue shorts and blue socks for AFC Totten. And for Winchester, the red and black stripes, red shorts and red socks.
Yeah, we saw Feeney on the ball there. Not being too involved in the early exchanges here in the first 23 minutes of this game.
Here's Adams. Looking forward to try and find an outlet. It's Gwengui stretching it on the left-hand channel. Players now flooding forward in support. Gwengui's drifting in field. Wants to clip this one all the way across where Williams is waiting. It's going to be cut out by the Winchester defence. But Gwengui does really well to win another header, and he's penalised.
It just looked like he had a bit more endeavour for the ball. I don't think there was any sort of foul there. He wasn't climbing. I'm surprised by that decision.
The referee was a lot closer to it than we are.
Very true.
But yes, I must say that I'm with you. I didn't see a huge amount there as Feeney wins a header forward. He was appealing for a free kick because Bourne got there slightly after he did, but there's not a huge amount in that for me.
No, only eyes for the ball did Callum Bourne there.
I mean, yeah. I do not blame him for appealing for it because nothing to lose.
True. And now that Sam Griffin's departed the club, Callum Bourne is the leading appearance maker this season for AFC Tottenham, and I would say he's possibly one of the early shouts for player of the season.
The ball seems to be being played a lot more in Tottenham territory now. Jefford's on the floor, but he's been fouled to get in that position, and he's won the Stags a free kick.
Yeah, I don't think there's any malicious intent there. I think it was just that there was a player that went down and it just allowed Jefford to go over the top of him. But he is holding his side slightly. I think he'll be all right to continue. But a man of his age can never take too many risks.
Medway wants to clip it forward. Williams tries to win the header. I'm not sure who's got the final touch. Is this going to stay in play? It certainly is not. Cleared and dropped by a fan on the side. Hey, I'm just telling you how it is.
Floodlights are now on.
They are indeed.
The sun's just disappeared. Nice sunset, though. Nice evening.
Bourne puts the header forward. Sorry, did Jakob just call the sunset romantic?
He did, yeah.
I don't know what he's intimating.
No.
Callahan wants to put the ball forward. Jefford stoops to head it out and then flicked on by Taylor.
For the last minute or two, Winchester have been getting to the first ball every time. The flow of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, the ebbs
and flows.
The Tottenham definitely started the brighter.
Chance here, though.
Yeah, Adams tries to lay that one off for Williams. He's through, and he put it wide, but he was offside anyway.
Don't think he was far off. Flag did go up quite early, though, so I can only imagine that the assistant referee was had a clear sight of it.
But after a strong start, you have to say the last 10 minutes or so, Winchester maybe have looked the more... They've been on the front foot a bit more, if not necessarily looking likely to put the ball in the back of the net.
No, I think, yeah, Tottenham have had the best chances.
Whatever happens, the game will end tonight.
Yes, it will. It will indeed. I believe it goes straight to penalties. We might have to seek clarification on that, but from what I can tell...
That was my understanding of it as well. Ben Rocky Adams is nodding his head next to me, so he seems to think it's straight to pens.
Oh, yeah, Ben Rocky Adams. Yeah. So, it was straight to pens tonight, which... Oh, could be in for a dramatic night if it stays this way.
They always call penalties a lottery, but you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. And the more practice you do, the more tickets you buy. There we are. There ends my lecture on penalties. Foul given away there by the Tottenham defence.
Oh, it's nice of you to bring your cliche book tonight. Your big book of footballing and non-footballing cliches.
Thank you very much. I look after it well.
Yeah. Once you've handed it back to Ben Rocky Adams, the rightful owner, I will borrow it. I'll take it on loan.
He's looking at you very...
steely-eyed.
Yeah, he's chuckling, but I don't think he means it.
No.
Of course, Ben Rocky Adams, our programme editor and kind of lead writer.
Yeah, author of The Long Read. Yeah, a great read if you do get an opportunity. That'll be up tonight, I think. Or in the morning? Maybe the morning.
And the last programme of the season will be on Easter Monday when we host Scholing. Ball into the box. I think Medway wins the header. Feeney tries to bring it down, see if he can recycle a second ball into the box. Bourne's putting a little bit of pressure on, trying to run him towards the sideline. Bourne's defended it well, but Feeney's escaped through the back door. Taylor does well to win the goal kick by playing it off the shins of Craig Feeney. Good defensive work there. Just a little bit of nous from Taylor.
Great work from Taylor. We've more recently in the second half of the season seen him doing that defensive work of coming back, looking to disrupt the attacking players for the opposition. And actually, it's a real developmental point in his game.
Waterfield with a first-time pass, trying to loose Gwengwe on the left-hand side. But the Winchester midfield has a hold of it, tries to punt it forward. Waterfield is right there to block it. Now on the right-hand side, Jefford comes through and slices this one out of the stadium. Throw taken quickly by Winchester, looking for the big figure of Peel downfield. Trying to lay this one into the centre of the park. Feeney wants to clip this one forward round the corner. Kapugamu forcing the play back inside and it's laid off to the captain King. Looks to see if he can find a ball into the box. Over the head of Peel and Jefford. I don't know if he got a touch on it. Not quite. So that's going to be a Tottenham goal kick.
That was Matrix-like reactions there from Ben Jefford to let that ball go over his head because it came at him at some real pace.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, do you not? Well, for a man of his age on the football pitch, that was really quick reactions.
I think it's just because you're quite immobile at the moment. Everything looks...
I can't question it. I wish I could.
Noyce takes the goal kick long this time, went short on the previous occasion. This time he's gone deep and Williams wins the header to flick it forward to Gwengwe. Gets a little bit of a push maybe on the edge of the area and he loses his footing and slips. But now Waterfield has a chance to bring this downfield. Can he win the ball? He does well there, really well, to find Gwengwe. Now Gwengwe surging forward, wants to lay this one off for Adams. It's a bit behind him, twisting and turning through a player's legs. Lays it off for Gwengwe. He's in the area now. Tries to find Williams on the edge of the area. The pass is slightly underhit, though. Still not dead, this opportunity for the Stags. And there's a player down here for Winchester. He's clutching his face, trying to see exactly who it is.
I can only imagine that was the interaction that he had with Waterfield when Waterfield won that ball. Hoping it's nothing serious, but he stayed down for quite a while, hasn't he?
He has indeed. I'm just trying to do a quick head count. It might be Henry Brooks, the number 7. It is indeed.
It is.
He's good, just set up for me.
Good knowledge.
Thank you. I can count to 11, apparently.
Got to say, though, it was positive forward play there by the Stags. Just, I think maybe just the wrong decision there from Shaq Gwengri. Probably could have put the ball into the box. There were a few players there arriving late. I wonder whether that might have been the better option.
Can I give you some stats?
You can give me stats. I like stats.
Good, me too.
Have I got rid of your stats?
You might have accidentally deleted the stats.
Oh my gosh, I can only apologise.
So, between the two sides, they've conceded one goal so far in this competition.
Oh wow, that's quite impressive. I think,
and that came in the last round for Winchester when they won 5-1.
Yeah, because AFC Totten have scored 30 goals in this competition. No, 31 goals in this competition.
I make it 30. I think you were right first
no,
time.
No, it was 30. Yeah, I did write that down earlier and then read it wrong.
Not a bad goal difference, that.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah, a 13-0 victory, a 12-0 victory, a 1-0 victory in the first round over Bashley, and of course that 4-0 victory just over a week ago.
I'm just trying to do my maths for Winch, which is dangerous. I want to say 19-1 they are on goal difference, which is not as impressive, but still very impressive.
Yeah, that's not a bad return.
Yeah, 5-0 in 5-1 last week and 11-0 in the third round.
Yikes. Was that over Millbrook, I believe?
It was indeed. Ethan Taylor wins a header, goes it into the box, but Philpott, diminutive Philpott, catches comfortably. Tries to clear it downfield, and that is going to almost on a beeline for Harrison Reed, who had to take evasive action there on the sideline.
Yeah, well, that was incredible. That was incredible movement there by Harrison Reed. That was leathered directly at us.
It very nearly took Brett Williams' head clean off from behind. Throw is headed into middle of the park by Winchester. A little bit of physicality. Tries to keep them on the ball. And now they're driving across midfield. Waterfield putting pressure on the right back, McCormick. Going forward, Medway should intervene and cut this out. Adams, with a little bit of juggling on the far sidelines, done very well to keep possession of that. Jefford tries to find forward to Gwengri. It's deflected, but it does eventually get there. And now Gwengui's driving down the left-hand side. He's been very lively tonight. Gwengri wants to cut this back, but it's off the head of the defender, and that'll be a Totten corner.
Yeah, good work there by Shaq. He had quite a lot of time when he first received that ball, and he was able to really think about, what am I going to do with this? Am I going to go wide? Am I going to go down the middle? Just massive bodies getting back there for the citizens. But an opportunity here from this corner.
Gwengri is the only player in the area stationed on the back post. Totten have the love train on the outside going in towards the box all the way through to Taylor. And I think the tone of voice there, the inflection should tell you pretty much where the shot went, because it, like my voice, just kept going higher and higher and eventually out of play.
I think air traffic control will be concerned by that one. That's gone a long way.
I mean,
and if that's ever retrieved, it might. I'll tell you what, Elon Musk might have a good opportunity to get that with one of his SpaceX programs.
You're happy with that one?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, perfectly right to take the shot on there. The space opened up for him, but leaning back a little bit slightly, struck it. It seemed sweetly enough, but it just kept on going and going and going.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, it was a good opportunity for Totten, but it was a difficult opportunity for them to manufacture.
Adams with a header downfield. Seeing if they can find Gwengri. The ball's gone all the way back to Philpott. A slightly loose touch from the Winch goalie. Poor kick out, but he just about gets away with it as it evades Ethan Taylor. And then Waterfield is penalised for nipping at the heels there of Callaghan.
There is one game going on in the Southern League Division 1 South. Not really much riding on it particularly. Mangotsfield United have travelled to Lark Hall Athletic. A little bit right on it for Mangotsfield being so low down the bottom of the table.
Yeah, Lark Hall, since they had that dramatic 2-1 victory over us with Josh Jones' header deep in injury time, which I tried to blank from my memory, I don't think they've won in the league since.
No, 9 games I will double check that. It's either 9 or 7 games.
Yeah, without a win.
It is 9, because I sent it to you earlier.
You did.
I did, yeah. 9 games without a win, which...
Not great.
It's not exactly promotion pushing, is it?
But yeah, they are pretty much dead set in mid-table now.
Yeah, their season's over. And it's a difficult time when it gets to this part of the season where you've got not a huge amount to play for, just your league position in the middle of the table.
Yeah, it's just about playing spoiler more than anything else. Gwengui goes down trying to retrieve a long throw. Hooked forward by Winchester. Medway clears it out. Gwengui heads it back in. The ball's just pinging around in the air in the middle of the park. Going forward, Kapugamu has to kick this one over his own head, looking for Waterfield. Gets himself in position well, and he's way over hit that pass forward, and it's going to go all the way through to Philpott.
It was excellent control there by Lewis Waterfield, and he had a short pass on to Ethan Taylor on this right-hand side. Just, it's poor decision-making, but in the heat of battle, I can understand it.
Waterfield tries to nod this forward. Kapugamu with a big head through it. Williams tries to clip this one over the top. He's looking for Gwengui. The ball stops and bounces in the pitch a little bit. Gwengui still got it. Coming into the area now. Through one-on-one. Off balance. And he can't craft it over the keeper, Philpott. I think Gwengui was... he was being really muscled for it. He did very well to get the shot off. And then Philpott just closed him down too quickly. Made himself big. And... the ball's gone all the way through at the other end, and it's going to be a Tottenham free kick.
I say that there's not much to play for. I was lying. For Mangotsfield United, they've got 4 games left, including tonight's game, and they are 10 points adrift of
Cinderford.
So
they are technically still alive.
They are technically still alive.
Taylor wins the header forward, and I think this one is just going to comfortably roll to the feet of Philpott.
Make sure you're sharing and liking the show on Podbean. Get it out to as many people as possible. We want to get those listeners up and get you interacting as well. If you do have a free Podbean account, do get in touch.
Philpott eventually kicks out of his hand. It goes all the way through to the Tottenham defence, the smaller Callaghan backing into Hurst. Taylor hooks it long downfield. It's the big man, Woolston, who might have to nod this to his goalkeeper. He does that, and he does that pretty comfortably.
Yeah, no nonsense defending there. It was bouncing awkwardly, and yeah, it sat up quite nicely in the end for him.
Woolston, the only Winchester player who's gone for the skins this evening. It's just Shaq for us. Everyone else has gone bare sleeves. Is number 4 wearing long sleeves, or is it another undershirt?
No, I think it's another undershirt. So
I take it back, Nolan's also wearing it.
But it does mean that summer's coming. When you can see the forearms of footballers, you know the summer's coming.
Yeah, no one going for the bare forearms and gloves look, which is always, it's always weird to me, that one.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. The old Thierry Henry look, yeah. I can't go along with that.
But I know some people do struggle with blood flow to the extremity, so I'll let them off. Players down now for Winchester, and I think the referee is going to give the free kick here. Peel is the man who's brought down. And free kick for Winch, this in a good position, maybe 30 yards out.
Yeah, Nathan Hurst is going to have to be careful, because that's now 3 fouls that he's made in attacking areas. And... You can plead your innocence as much as you like, but when you're a repeat offender, you're going to be going into the book shortly.
Gwengui's drifted over towards manager Jimmy Ball, seeing if he can get some extra feedback and instruction. He's worked hard tonight, Gwengui, but hasn't quite had the rewards yet. Getting into the positions, but as we've heard from Jimmy Ball earlier, you're not here to get into the positions, you're here to get in the back of the net.
Yeah, I love to hear that. That shows his intent to actually say, look, you can make those opportunities, as many opportunities as you like, but you've got to hit
it's
the
one
target.
Thing making them, it's another thing taking them.
Yeah.
And this is not to single out Shaq for that.
No, not at all.
It's a free kick. It looks like it's going to be King with the left foot. Maybe a bit far out to try for goal. Have to be some kick.
Still discussing who's going to take it, I think.
A little bit of argy-bargy on the edge of the box. McCormick runs over it, clipped in. Bourne wins the header and it goes out towards the back, and Bourne might have to make another challenge here. Closes down but doesn't get there before Max Smith. Smith laying it off for King. This time Taylor tries to win it. Taylor's done well to keep it in play here, and now Taylor's driving down the right-hand side. Brilliant run this from Ethan Taylor. Appeals that it's gone out of play. Linesman says nothing doing, and just that final touch from Taylor when he was drifting infield too far, and Winchester punted out of play.
Yeah, a heavy touch there by Ethan Taylor. He'd done all the hard work. All he needed to do was trap that ball and face up the defender, but gave Nolan an opportunity to lash it away.
About 5 minutes left past stoppages in this first half, as Bourne wants to put the ball into the box, but Taylor's given away a free kick beforehand.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit pumped up after that run, and then frustrated with his poor touch, just gives away a silly foul, but it just takes off the pressure slightly. It's a difficult situation, that.
How are you coping there, Doug?
I'm all right.
Yeah, football's making things better?
Football's making things better. A goal would make things even better.
Well, a Tottenham goal absolutely would, yes.
No, yeah, preach, yeah.
Not that it's been an unenjoyable evening otherwise.
No, good company.
Good football.
Good football. Nice evening.
Peel wins us big header, the big man. And Winchester try and find an opportunity to craft it forward. They can't do so. Taylor wants to bring it down, and Taylor is tussling, scrapping with Max Smith there, and Taylor wins the better of it. And now he's trying to find a ball forward, searching out Jake Adams down the left-hand side. Searching ball. Can Adams keep it in? Not quite.
I think he got a touch on it before it went out of play. But
he did, but just couldn't quite curl it back in enough. Really made it work to get there, and he very nearly did so. Credit McCormick for doing just enough to get that ball out of play.
Yeah, it was a beautifully clipped ball over the top there by Ethan Taylor. And another facet of his game that we see so regularly is that distribution as well.
Phil Potter's going to take this goal kick deep. Sorry, mate. I think you set Jakob onto coach duty.
Oh, I'm such a divvy.
Oh, Kapugamu, miss kick. This might let Peel through. He's tried his luck from range. And that's over the goal and over the netting behind the goal and over the clubhouse.
Yeah, Peel having a shot from a range. Taking that one? No.
What?
Peel? Orange? No.
Oh, my God.
It was tenuous.
I mean, there was an attempt. I'll give you it.
Yeah, sorry. Not a very appealing joke there, but that was...
No, not you at your pithy best. Any more?
No.
All right, I think we've squeezed as much as we can out of that one.
Should we get back to football?
I mean, I will when they put the ball back in play, yes. True. Pun over as Noyce takes the goal kick long downfield. It's gone all the way through to Gwengui here. Tries to trap the ball underneath him and lay it out for Adams. Medway goes right through this. Into the centre of the pitch is the ball. Headed out by Winch. Waterfield gets a foot in there. Might go to Hurst. She's going to play this one. Back to Kapugamu to clip forward for Taylor. King wins the header. Goes to Bourne and wants to use his header to put this deep. Gwengui's done well to come into the box here. Flicked it over the defender's head. Still Gwengui. Pulled back to Taylor. Trying to find an opportunity to get the shot away. He's going to be closed out of it. Lays back for Waterfield. It's undercooked. And now Winch can hit on the counter. Very nearly a great opportunity. The shot just didn't quite emerge for it. Nathan Hurst the referee thinks that he's clipped Callahan. But Hurst is aghast because he thinks he got the ball.
I think he has won the ball. He has left a foot there. But both players were going for it, and there's no malicious intent there at all, in my mind. I think it will be harsh on Nathan Hurst, but what I will say is it is his fourth offence.
Yeah, and the referee, I think, is going to go to his pocket and pull out the yellow card. And yeah, probably not for the severity of that one incident in particular, but he's given away free kicks on a few occasions now and will be the first name this evening to go into the referee's little black book.
Yeah, head in hand there from Brett Williams. I think he's surprised with this decision, but still got, well, just 2 minutes of this first half remaining, and Nathan Hurst is going to be carrying a booking for the rest of the game.
I mean, he can argue his case all he wants, but I think he's not even doing that because he knows that you're not going to change the referee's mind at this stage.
No, decision was made. He's going to be on tenterhooks, though. And in a game like this, we saw it at the weekend where a game with so much riding on it...
Got to keep your discipline and keep your wits about you to knock it sent off. Maybe Jimmy Ball and the coaching staff will be monitoring that in the second half as well, because the last thing you want is to go down to 10.
Yeah, and you have got options that can play in that role. Adam Tomasso, Freddie Reed.
Philpott will take the free kick. He's going to take it long. Well headed on by Winchester, and Medway didn't want to wait for the ball to go all the way back to Lewis Noyce just in case Winchester could intercept it. They couldn't do so, and now... try and counter here from Totten. Williams wisely leaves that for Adams on the far side. Now Adams wants to come in towards the centre of the pitch. Finds an avenue to go into the box. Couple of defenders close him down. trying to find support now. Adams has to go all the way back to Nathan Hurst. Hurst looking to try and find Ethan Taylor. I think Ethan Taylor did actually get a little flick on that, but he couldn't do anything with it. And it's out of play, and Philpott will get another goal kick.
With us having two central strikers with Gwengry and Williams tonight, I think Adams should have got that ball into the box. I think he had an opportunity to put that ball into the box. And with two players arriving, I wonder whether that was a poor decision to cut back, because then it just slowed down the pace of the play altogether.
Allowed Winchester to recover, get more bodies in the area. I haven't seen an indication of how much stoppages, if any, we are to play. I imagine we would do with the yellow card and a few fouls. And Brooks was down for a while and received treatment as well.
Yeah, you would think that there would be at least a minute or two, but maybe the referee reads it differently.
Or maybe we just don't have a board.
Or maybe we don't have a board.
Well, I think there is your answer, because the referee puts his whistle to his lips and blows for half-time. Both sides have had their spells. Shaq Gwengry having the best chances, but both times couldn't quite find a way past either Philpott or the post. And at half-time, it is AFC Tottenham 0, Winchester City 0.
It's a semi-final of a cup. It's the sort of half where you fully expect both teams to be feeling each other out, and I imagine both teams will be looking to come out hot in the second half. But as you said, Shaq Gwengry with the best of the opportunities. Possibly you could argue he should have scored on at least one occasion, but there's still both teams very much in this game, and I think Jimmy Ball will be pleased.
Yeah, a lot of food for thought for both managers at half-time. We're going to take a little quick break here. Shut down the pod being linked for the first half. We'll get the second room up and ready to go very shortly. And then we'll have the usual half-time music before the second half gets underway. And we hope to see you there on Stags Radio. But your current score in the SDFA Senior Cup semi-final here at the McCoy Stadium in Sholing is AFC Tottenham 0, Winchester City 0.